Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, coast to coast, border to border, around the world. My name is Rick Tittle. I do this show 1 hour each week on the networks that we're on, and they're all great. I'll talk about them in a second, but it's a show about video games from a gamer like myself. I don't make them. I'm not in anybody's back pocket. If you want to sponsor the show and pay me off to lie about games, we can talk about that later. But no, I tell you what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. And it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. And I'd like your participation as well. I've been doing this show almost 20 years now, coast to coast, as I said, around the world. Participation is encouraged at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, concerns, what's good, what's new, what's old. Everyone from a neophyte, first time you're ever listening to the show, you don't really know how to get into video games, we're here, and the hardcore gamer like myself, everybody is welcome. All formats as well, console, PC, handheld, arcade, it doesn't matter, mobile. If you have a mobile, is it alright, sorry, that way as well, 1-800-878-PLAY. I say overseas because I am proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, wherever you might happen to be. Shout out to my peeps listening in Okinawa, getting emails from them. By the way, email address rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E, rick@sportsbyline.com. I give away a game at 40 after every week. We'll do that again. Send your answer to the question I give to rick@sportsbyline.com. Also that address to ask for a cheat code, which I do at the end of the show. I'll also tell you what's new this week, my new releases, and get into some video game news, what's going on. What are you playing? What have you been playing this weekend? I've been playing a lot of Season 5, COD, MW. Also, coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to the two women behind High Score. It's a new retro video game documentary on Netflix. Very cool. Melissa Wood and France Kostrel. They are the two people who have put that series together on Netflix. It's going to be a huge hit. Very much forward looking to checking that out. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're also on SB Nation Radio. We're also on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. I'm Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review. Come on back on Sports Files.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Tune in to Salesport Talk on Sports Byline with Karen Lyle and Rick Tittle. Tuesdays at 9:37 a.m. and at 3:37 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, coming to you at your time zones all over the globe. This was brought to you by All Bay Collision, over 60 years of experience in auto restoration and body repair for SUV, buses, and more. In the San Francisco Bay Area and Tri-City area, call 510-489-1313. That's 510-489-1313, and tell them Salesport Talk sent you.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Video Game Review. It's great to have you with us. I'm Rick Tittle at my house in the Oakland side of the Bay. Scott is at the other side in our studios in San Francisco. And you're where you're at, which is where it's cool, I hope.
I hate where I'm at, Rick, man. It's
I'm sorry. I hope it gets better for you. We're all dealing with the pandemic, and I said, as much as so many cool things have been canceled and put a lot of the stuff on hold, if you're healthy, if the people you care about are healthy, you really have nothing to whine about. And it's also, if you look at any sort of, there's no good from it, but if you look at a silver lining, you can probably play a lot more video games than before. You might have a little more time. Now, if you're unemployed, that's a stinky way to play more video games, but hey, we're here for you. So let's talk. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. Coming up in the next segment, we will talk to the two women behind the retro gaming series on Netflix called High Score. It's interesting that Fortnite cannot be downloaded onto your iPhone or your iPad. It also cannot be downloaded it onto your Galaxy tablets or your Android phones. And that's because Epic Games has now been booted off the site because they are in a lawsuit with both Apple and with Google. What are they mad about? Well, Fortnite, just like any other company that wants to get an app out there, there's going to be a price, obviously, right? Apple is in the business of making money, and if Apple, they're the first trillion-dollar company, and if Apple was a sovereign state, they'd have a GNP in the top 20 in the world, I think I heard. I know a guy who works down at the circular spaceship donut thing they built in Cupertino down there on the peninsula, but listen, they're trying to make cash. It's a business. God bless America. But they charge 30% of all revenue that you get from your app. And Google is exactly the same for Android. They charge 30%. So if you think about all the revenue that has come into Epic Games, we've talked about how the revenue is crazy. In the last 3 years since Fortnite launched, Apple has made $360 million on all those app stores. And the amount on Google Play is less than that, but it's still in the millions. Fortnite has been installed 133 million times just on the Apple App Store. Worldwide spending on the game is $1.2 billion. So Epic Games, before it sued Apple first, which it's a cash cow, and to me, it's the ultimate win-win. Everybody's got an iPhone, except you Google people with the barf green. But everybody's got it, right? And you you think about why would you kill the golden goose? Well, as I said, before they sued him, and it was a cash cow, the conflict is really exploded into the public eye on Thursday when Apple just removed it. And so Epic Games is suing it, and the Epic lawsuit states, quote, Apple's removal of Fortnite is yet another example of Apple flexing its enormous power in order to impose unreasonable restraints and unlawfully maintain its 100% monopoly over the iOS in-app payment processing market. Yeah, and then they sued Google too. But if you look at data app analysis, and there's a firm called Sensor Tower. There's also the Business Insider. And they're the ones that have shown the light on this. If you think about just in the last month, Fortnite was installed 2.4 million times and generated $43.4 million in revenue on the App Store. And then Apple has taken a 30% bite out of that 43.4. So as I mentioned, they say in total $360 million. Meanwhile, Fortnite downloaded 11 million times, and as it debuted there in April on Google, remember it took a while, took a few years, and so far has generated $10 million, as I mentioned, in spending. So what does that mean? As usual, it means that we, the fans, lose. Because hopefully you were able to play on your PC or whatever, but it's whenever it's sort of like when there's a sports strike. When there's a sports strike, you know who suffers. The owners and the players will remain rich and the fans suffer. 1-800-878-PLAY. Email bag, rick@sportsbyline.com. Rick, have you played Ring Fit Adventures yet on Switch? LOL. I have not. Ring Fit Adventures, by the way, is a workout game, and I've seen it listed used for $100. But what it is, it looks like a steering wheel, and it's got like a Switch controller at the point, and you explore a fantasy world and defeat enemies using exercises. You run, you sprint, you high knee, you know, you're running in place. There's also a leg strap accessory. There are new voice options. There's a rhythm game. And I know a lot of you might be rolling your eyes like, give me a break. Well, here's the thing. It's just like music or movies. Do you like every album ever put out? Do you like every movie ever made? No. And for some people, I like the fact that somebody who's never going to play video games now is. And the Switch has really brought... We never even had the term casual gamer, not in our mainstream lexicon before that. The casual gamer? We had hardcore gamers and gamers. The casual gamer all started with the Wii. And especially, I'm telling you, it was bowling. Bowling is the one that got it. And I remember talking to my parents who went on a cruise ship, and they said they had this Wii and they had bowling and it was really fun. So I got them a Wii. Oh, what a good kid. I never call them though. Maybe I should do that. But I got them a Wii so they could do the bowling. You really think they're sitting around going, you know what, I really got to play Far Cry 4 and I got to get get some GTA and pull people out of cars, beat them up, shoot them, and steal their semis. No, no, no. So, I think the email was tongue-in-cheek, but it's sort of like, these workout things. I remember the Atari 2600, and yes, I had it when it was new. They had an Olympic game, and that, of course, was just one little stick, one joystick and one red button. And when you ran, you had to go back and forth on the stick, and I almost gave myself the stigmata, putting a hole through the middle of my hand. Because you had to, was that a workout? I don't know. That was probably giving us, we didn't have terms like carpal tunnel syndrome and repetitive stress injuries. We didn't have Nintendo thumb. Those things didn't exist yet. But we've seen workout videos. I remember when I bought the PS4, they said, you're going to have to buy the PS4 camera. And I go, I'll never use that thing. And they said, oh, you're going to need it for a lot of games. Only an extra $80. I'm like, actually, I will never use it. And that was actually one time I was actually right. All right, anyway, coming up next, we'll talk to Melissa Wood and Franz Kostrel about the Netflix series High Score. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle with you. And there's a great documentary coming to Netflix on the 19th. It is called High Score. It's going to be 6 episodes, and it's going to take a look back at some early video games. And joining us now from that film are France Kostrel and Melissa Wood. France, let's start with you. I know you grew up in France, and so this was kind of a universal language, wasn't it? That maybe our cultures were a bit different, but when it came to Mario, we were all on the same page, right?
Totally. I mean, I always say that, you know, I didn't play, with the same toys. I didn't listen to the same music that my American friends or read the same book. But there is one thing that we really all share and have in common. It's just like playing the same video games. And I think whether it's, you know, obviously all the Nintendo ones, like and Mario being the most recognizable figure, Sonic, everybody, like wherever you are in the world, someone's going to know about it. And so I felt that this show would have a great global appeal. And, you know, no matter your age, your gender, your religion, where you're from, you might have an interest in it and just like feel that nostalgia for this retro game.
And Melissa, when you talk about taking on a project like this, obviously people like me, you're preaching to the choir about how great these games are. But of course, there are a lot of people out there as well who think that, you know, like rock and roll in the 50s, it was, you know, ruining today's youth. So, I mean, how do you capture each end of that pendulum swing?
Right. I mean, it was really hard to figure out exactly, you know, which stories and games we wanted to follow. And obviously, there's so many great games out there, we couldn't cover them all. But we really just tried to sort of explore the creation of games from the creator's perspective. And, you know, if that creator had an interesting story on the way to discovering their game, creating their game, that's really what we tried to focus on. You know, we could spend 60 hours, you know, doing a complete anthology from A to Z of all the great games that are out there. But we really just tried to focus on the people and whose people, you know, which people we felt had either a story that hadn't been told yet or had something new to say. To say to the gamers out there who may have thought they knew how a game was created, but there might be some details that they might learn from the series.
You know, it's interesting, France, when you think about Nolan Bushnell and how he got basically games from the arcade into our house with the Atari 2600, but yet the way that they ran that place was a little bit more draconian. And I remember speaking with Warren Robinette, who did Adventure, and he had the first Easter egg. He said, created by Warren Robinette. And so when Activision came along, they said, we want developers to use their names. It was, at first, the creative process was a bit stunted, wasn't it?
Totally. I mean, I think it's interesting, and you mentioned Atari, but I remember as well when I was in Japan and had to interview Tomohiro Nishikado, who created Space Invaders. He told us that for the first 10 years, after he created Space Invaders, he didn't tell anybody. He didn't even tell his wife. Like, they couldn't really get their name on it. It was like a company creating a game. So I think now it's very different, and it's great that developers and people who work on games can get their recognition. But I just love also that Robinhood created that Easter egg, and that it's become also, you know, just something for gamers and always some fun things to look for.
And Melissa, with this project as well, I know because it's been done and people just list, here are all the, you know, great video games. You guys took a different slant on it, and you wanted to make sure that you had a lot of fun, a lot of color. You wanted to make this a feast for the eyes too, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we tried to approach each story in a new spirit so that, you know, the stories shouldn't all feel the same-ish. You know, we wanted the character to really sort of guide our storytelling. Like, for instance, in episode 2, we have Sean Bloom, who was the Nintendo gameplay counselor. Well, I mean, he just really participated in everything we wanted to do, and so we wanted to grab onto that and really have the story reflect his personality. And that's what we tried to do through all these stories. And I think we're really we're very lucky in the subject matter. You know, it's such a, video games are so broad, so creative, and there are no rules. And so we tried to take that as our guiding principle and approach the series with that same sort of mentality so that, you know, that each story could live on its own, could have its own spirit, and really reflect the core of what we were trying to say about that person or the evolution of that game.
A couple more questions for Franz Costell and Melissa Wood. High Score, the video game documentary, is going to debut on Netflix, 6 episodes on the 19th. The whole thing behind you know, these franchise games like Madden, they start off and they, you know, maybe just kind of a throwaway game from EA, and you're competing and you get John Madden at the last minute, and then they take on a life of their own where people are literally camping out, and then you have the new consoles, the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, coming out this fall. It is something now that affects the entire global economy. Did these people in these early days realize that this industry would make more than the motion picture industry?
Oh, no. I don't think this is fully coming.
No, I mean, I think that they just were trying to do something that was cool that they were interested in. And isn't that how all great ideas really take off? Like, they weren't burdened by the notion that they were going to make something that had to make $1 million. You know, in some ways, that pressure can really limit your creativity. They were just super interested in games, super interested in technology, and were operating at a time when there really weren't any rules. So they weren't bound by anything. And that's, you know, that's how revolutions start.
Very well said. And France, speaking of John Romero, creator of Doom, when I was thinking about the days on id Software, I was playing Wolfenstein 3D and Spear of Destiny and those great games. Doom was really a game changer for me because it wasn't just bleeps and bloops. This actually looked like something that I might be playing at an arcade. And still to this day, they're making Doom games.
Yeah. Totally. And I think, you know, it's really fun as well because the story with Romero is that he's just still having fun playing all of the Doom games that he created. He's still creating more games. They're about, I believe, to open a museum in Ireland where he's, you know, located to just look at the history of video game as well. And to your point, they just like take a life of their own. And I think so many of the games that we have in the series were franchises and kept on going, but we just couldn't go through all of them. And yet we hope that, you know, by giving some little stories and nutshells and what happened, that people would just like discover things that they might not know about them.
And you think about this too, Melissa, when you planned this project, no one could have thought that we'd have this pandemic, but A, we're playing more video games than ever, and B, everybody's at home wanting content on Netflix. This is actually a perfect time for this to air, isn't it?
I mean, I completely agree. It's It's full of nostalgia, which is just like a warm, comfortable blanket to wrap yourself in right now rather than watching the news. And, you know, it really is a celebration of creativity. And I think if, even if you're not at home playing video games, you can still find something to really love about the series, because it really is about creative people following their passion. And it is an uplifting sort of idea right now, given the circumstances.
All right, and I'm going to put you both on the spot. France, you go first. If I can let you play a video game right now, what do you want to play?
That's a tough one. I would say, all right, I'm always up for Street Fighter 2.
Very good. And Melissa?
It's one of my favs.
Yeah. I would say I've been playing during lockdown with my seven-year-old. I've been, unfortunately, playing a lot of Roblox. But I would say that I feel like one of the best video games to come out in the past year is Sayonara Wild Hearts. Just gorgeous, and the soundtrack is amazing, and so that also is really an escape for me.
All right, France Kostrel, Melissa Wood, two of the people behind the new series, High Score, 6 episodes on Netflix. It's going to start on the 18th, and we can't wait. Thank you very much, you two. Congratulations, and let's catch up on your next project.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will be right back on Sports Byline USA.
Now that we're getting back on the road, the stops we make seem more special than before. Stop to see a friend. Stop at your favorite store. Stop at the places you missed most. And to keep you going between those stops, there's Shell. Stop in to fill up with our best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877 877- 877-360-0402, 877-360-0402, 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game
All right, thank you, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and the lines are available again at 1-800-878-PLAY. It's 40 after. This is when I give away a new game. Just came out last week, at least it did on the Switch. It had been on the PC, PS4, and Xbox One, and I have it here for the Switch. It's called Deliver Us the Moon, rated T for Teen. It's published by Wired Productions and Starbreeze AB. It's developed by Hyoken Interactive. My question is, and just the second correct answer at ricketsportsbyline.com will get it. Get it, girl. Better represent. Is this a game about going to the moon, or is this a game about soccer? What? Yeah, it's called Deliver Us the Moon. Here's the synopsis. Deliver Us the Moon is set in the near future. Traverse the moon, explore abandoned facilities, and perhaps even uncover some secrets and hidden agendas with the information you gather. Rated T for Teen, fantasy violence, and mild blood. I fantasize about violence. Just let me know, is this game about going to the moon, or is it about soccer? Deliver Us the Moon, PC, PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, Kyoken Interactive, published by Wired Productions and Starbreeze. AB. I sound like a fast voice at the end of commercials. Sale ends January 1st. Visa and MasterCard are accepted. All right, we'll get to the new releases here in a second. But the United States military, and we got a lot listening right now because, as I said, I'm proud to be on American Forces Network. The United States military has done a very good job in the last few years trying to recruit Gen Z, whatever you want to call it, millennials. They've done a much better job at it. They hired a new advertising firm, and they're trying to get the target audience where it is. And it used to just be play a commercial during a football game, make a Marine guy, someone in the Marine Corps, make him look like he's a knight in shining armor, and then walk around malls and kids drinking Jamba Juice. It just didn't work as well. So what they do now, and they say this isn't a way of recruiting, and I get it, but there are a lot of members of our military who live stream on Twitch, especially when they're playing Warzone, which is, of course, the Battle Royale version of Call of Duty Modern Warfare online. So their presence has not always been received by some gamers and some people, haters gonna hate. But last month, the Army and then the Navy decided to ban hundreds of Twitch users just from their channels, which meant a lot of people said this violates our First Amendment rights, which I don't understand how it's your First Amendment right to play a video game with someone in the Navy, but whatever. I'm not a civil rights attorney. Maybe there's a case there. Seems rather weird. But the scrutiny prompted the Army and the Navy just to stop streaming altogether for a while. Now, the Navy waited a week and came back. The Army just came back 2 days ago. So, as I said, you could say, well, how do we get to this generation during a pandemic? Army Colonel Megan Stallings, spokesperson on this, said, quote, 15 years ago, young adults in our country, they may be shopping or at a game, but these days, gaming is more mainstream than ever, especially as people have stayed home during the pandemic. Yes, they are. Now, as I said, both the Army and the Navy maintain they are not recruiting on Twitch. But Dennis Velez, who's a commander at Navy Recruiting Command says that esports is a way to make sailors, this is his quote, make sailors and what we do more relatable to a new generation. I get it. I remember going on the USS Howard, which was a cruiser that was in port a few years ago, and the one of the young officers there who was an Annapolis grad, ring knocker. Now he's doing good. I love Annapolis and I love West Point. To go. I guess I'm not going to the Army-Navy game this year. I guess they're not going to have it, but I always like going every year and doing my show from Philadelphia. And a few years ago, I got a tour of West Point. And as soon as I got done touring at West Point, I said, can I go back in time and get straight A's and come here? It's so cool. But I digress. I remember going on USS Howard, and I actually got to go into combat control. And if you like video games, I mean, it's basically just all computer monitors in the dark. Except, you know, the whatever you're controlling. And you think about people who control drones. The hand-eye coordination, all that is important stuff. But where we get into problem with Twitch is that there's a live chat log. Now, I always turn off my chat when I play. I'm not interested in some guy yelling at me for camping or standing in front of me because I'm not attacking fast enough or telling me where to drive the tank and or let him drive. Or just whatever whiny, or thank me profusely for saving his life. I don't need the stress. It's just like I said, I don't work out when I play a video game. If I want to work out, I'll go run outside or play basketball or something. But to me, video games is a good time to just chill, release, whatever therapeutic, cathartic value you get out of it, entertain yourself, right on. And it's not the time for me to be breaking a sweat. But like I said, that's just me. But the chats? Because gamers have popped in to confront members of the military about military history and then say, how dare you come on here with my whatever-year-old? And the thing is about the Twitch is that a lot of the comments anonymous, and I've seen that as well. I mean, look, you can call yourself whatever you want on Twitch. You can call yourself Deathray 3000. Rick, that's my name. All right, Deathray 5000. Or Big Baller 415, y'all. Yo, yo, don't act like that's not what I had said, girl. And then you come in and you're like, oh, okay. But they got comments like, quit while you're ahead. We don't want recruiters here. Another one said, what's your favorite war crime, bro? He's poor. It's a shame. Yes, obviously. You know, I mean, when our veterans come home and it's, you know, they get called baby killers, whatever, there's always going to be, as the kids would say, haters. But Twitch allows streamers to ban people from their channels. And the Army banned about 300. And what they called behavior contrary to the Twitch harassment policy and the team's posted chat rules, foul language, racial slurs, and spam intended to create a hostile environment. The Navy banned 167 Twitch users for the same thing. Now, since they came back on August 12th, it hasn't banned anymore since then. But what they're saying is we're not banning people for expressing their political views. They say that the reason certain individuals were banned from the channel was for spamming the chat conversation. And then AOC chimed in, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said it's incredibly irresponsible for the Army and Navy to be recruiting impressionable young people and children via live streaming platforms. War is not a game. The ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, has chimed in. So the U.S. Army can't ban you from public forums, including Twitch, because it doesn't like calling you out on the government's war crimes. So the last thing I ever want to do, I've been in broadcasting over 30 years, and the last thing I ever want to do is tell you what I think or how you should think. If you're listening to a guy on the radio, that's pretty lame. I'm sure you can come up with your own ideas. I'm just presenting both sides. I obviously have an opinion on what it is. Maybe you're on AOC's side and the ACLU side. Maybe you're on the other side. Maybe you're indifferent. You just want to play. Now, the Army and the Navy have declined to comment since when CNN asked them about it. But CNN asked the Army about what the requirements are, and they said, you have to be 18 or older. That's our rule. So technically, they're not recruiting children. I actually have a letter, and you'll say, what a dork, and you're probably right. But I sent a letter to the Marines when I was 12, asking them if there was any way I could get in. And they sent me back a letter, a personalized letter, and just said, thank you for your interest. Stay in school and get the best grades you can. And then when you graduate, come see us. Okay, so they're not recruiting to, to 12-year-olds. So the Navy wrote in a press release that if a user asks an esports team member about joining the Navy, the team member will then move the conversation to a private message and then verify the age. And then if the age is verified, then they will refer them to a recruiter on Navy.com. All right? All right. Don't panic, everyone. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week. Oh, there's new games coming out this week. Pathfinder Kingmaker. Pathfinder colon, pal, Kingmaker. Xbox One, PS4. That's an RPG. Even the Ocean. Yes, Even the Ocean, a platformer for the PS4. My Universe, My Baby, a Switch sim. Mortal Shell, PC, PS4, Xbox One. This is an action RPG. Microsoft Flight Simulator for the PC. Think about how long that game has been along. And seriously, back on DOS when you could play that, even before DOS, it was almost like if-then statements, you could do it. And I remember the flights. I had Microsoft Flight Simulator in like the early 90s, and they tried to make it as legit as possible. So this isn't a pick-up-and-play type of thing. If you really want to learn how to fly a plane, this will help you. And it will also discourage you and tell you to get out if you don't have the patience like me. Helheim Hassel. PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch, and a puzzle adventure game. H-E-L-H-E-I-M, Helheim Hassel. Shakedown Hawaii is also on the PS3, by the way. I like that they make games for the PS3. Legends of the Eternal, not the Eternal, Legends of the Eternal. PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch, action adventure game. Peaky Blinders Mastermind. PC, PS4, Xbox One, Switch. So this is not going to walk down the street in an Irish gang. You're going to be asked questions and puzzles. If you think you're an aficionado on Peaky Blinders, is it all right, sir? Then you can do that. Battletoads, that's back. Xbox One and PC, of course, that's a beat 'em up. Samurai Jack Battle Through. PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. We also have Aokana, Four Rhythm Across, very anime-ish, PS4, Switch, it's an RPG. Unbinary, don't get me started, I'm in Berkeley. What's binary, what's non-binary? This is Unbinary, this is a VR game, the PC, the Oculus Quest, and the PS4. And finally, PGA Tour 2K21. Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. How about that? Making a comeback strong. All right, Rick Tittle, we'll come on back. We'll talk a little cheat codes. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Get on back.
Ah. I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you, and welcome back to the show. It is time for the cheat codes on your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. First of all, email here from James, who said, Rick, I'm playing L.A. Noire on the PS3, and I cannot get the Sharpshooter or the Broderick. I looked that up. The Sharpshooter was a pre-order bonus from Best Buy, and the Broderick was a pre-order bonus from Amazon. So I guess you didn't pre-order from either of those. That's messed up, man. Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? That's just the way that one works. And anyway, I'll have a excuse me, an email here from Carrie, who said, Rick, Need for Speed 2 on the PC. How do I blow up all the cars? Well, when you put in the cheat code, and this is two different words, and it is also all lowercase, Pioneer Road Rage. Once again, blowing all the cars out of the way, Need for Speed 2 on the PC. This is an old game. Pioneer, space, road rage, all lowercase, and you're on your way to Destruction Town. Yeah. All right, thanks for tuning in. Congratulations on who won the game. Thanks to my guests. Make sure to check out High Score on Netflix. We now return you to your sports networks for 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.